Good day, this is John David Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio Blog, Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Today I want to talk about the pole shift. There is clear evidence of periodic polar switches when the Earth or its surface flips on its axis, approximately every 11 or 12,000 years. Massive destruction and possibly an instant ice age are thought to occur with a pole shift. Serious scientists believe we are very near a pole change event now. The magnetic poles have actually been moving toward the geographic poles since the 1940s. For a while, the drift accelerated, then it slowed and later accelerated again. Actually moving away from the geographic pole, what we consider the geographic poles. But anyway, their ultimate destination, according to past records and calculations, are along the equator. One pole being over by the east of Ecuador and Peru, perhaps, and the other being in the Indian Ocean, east of Africa. Bees and many animals that depend on the magnetic field for navigation are being disoriented. The magnetic field's defense against solar radiation is also weakened, allowing more heat and harmful rays to come through from the sun. There are warnings in ancient art and literature about other large bodies in our solar system that come near Earth on a long cycle. Planet X is one term that has been used to refer to this, but there are other names from various cultures: Nemesis, Nibiru, Hercolobus, and the Blue Kachina and Red Kachina. But this is all thought by investigating scientists to be a group of planets, moons, and debris, really, that passes near us, some say about 3,600 years or so, about every 35 to 3,600 years. Sometimes approaches by this planet X are closer, causing more serious trouble than at other times. Not only can meteors hit from the accompanying debris field, but there are electromagnetic forces exchanged among large bodies that can generate powerful effects. Noah's flood is considered one of the more destructive visits. The discovery of an ancient mastodon, a large extinct animal, found frozen and intact with vegetation still in its mouth, and this is more of a tropical animal like an elephant, that suggests the suddenness of an Earth calamity that instantly changed the temperature radically, ending the life of this animal. The disappearance of the many dinosaurs that once roamed the planet may have been a result of a rapid change like this. Some believe it was from an asteroid hitting the planet, but it could also have been from a massive volcanic event that put ash in the air for years, or it could have been one of these polar shifts as a result of effects from a visiting planetary body. Well, there are numerous signs in the last few years of potential Earth changes and danger developing. The number of fireballs and loud sounds like booms and sirens has increased, and it continues to do so dramatically. Earthquakes, storms, floods, tornadoes, and hurricanes are greater in intensity. Sprites, lightning bolts that shoot up from the ground, have been zapping in some areas. Volcanic activity has ramped up, including under the ocean, a major contributor to ocean warming and coral death, as well as death of many other species. Increased solar luminosity and heat is another warming factor. Well, giant bolts of lightning may come near to or hit the Earth in a widespread area, or they can arc up from the ground. just imagine this. The destruction this could cause is not easy to imagine, but there's a theory that the Grand Canyon and a larger canyon yet on Mars were created by electric arc zapping on the surface of these planets, not from being worn away by a river over millions of years. A polar switch might set off a major earthquake, such as in the New Madrid Fault Zone surrounding the Mississippi River, if nothing else triggers that first. Projections are that the landmass could be radically altered with a separation of the continent by a large bay from the Gulf of Mexico to the Great Lakes. And I have maps posted at survivethechanges.com, the naval map and the map projected by some of the seers, I guess we'll call them. If a dramatic change of the poles occurs, the bulge of water at the equator being redistributed by suddenly a rapid, sudden planetary jolt could change the land masses greatly, putting many areas underwater via giant tsunamis. So again, if you look at these maps that I have posted at survivethechanges.com, you'll see the Mississippi River Basin being a large bay almost. It occupies a good, I'd say, a fifth of the continent, this map. And the coasts are both inundated with water as well. You have the Florida pretty much underwater, much of the coast of California and Oregon and Washington. So people that live there know that these are vulnerable areas to earthquakes and possibly to a coastal inundation like that, but they, again, many of them take it with a grain of salt and just hang out. But such an event would happen quite rapidly and not allow time for people to escape likely. So be aware that there are these dramatic changes possible and that the time for them has come. And we just don't know when the actual events may unfold. But such an event would seriously disrupt or end the lives of millions of people. A few years ago in the Mississippi River area, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, conducted two of the largest disaster drills ever organized in anticipation of a massive destructive earthquake there. Just the magnetic or energetic effects of Planet X, some body like that, could be stressful on humans and animals, possibly disrupting normal brain functions. The electromagnetic effects we're talking about there, but also the effects of the magnetic field changing as it currently is, weakened, whether it's due to the polar shift or the effect of this planet coming in, or a group of planets. Some advisors have suggested that wearing a lead-lined helmet could help protect the brain while Planet X or whatever influence like this, more electromagnetics from the sun, whatever it is that's going on. But others think that this lead-lined helmet wouldn't be too helpful. You know, you've heard the term tinfoil hat, referring to people that are inclined for the sky is falling conspiracy theories like the one we're talking about. The thing is, just because the term conspiracy theory is applied to it, a term developed by the intelligence community back in 50, 60, 70 years ago to throw the investigation of their operations off by saying, well, anything people are saying is just a conspiracy theory, so they can kind of lump that with wackos and prevent serious investigators from wanting to be associated with in looking into that or saying anything about it, whatever the topic is. Well, in this case, it's not just about conspiracy theory. It's about real conspiracies to hide all of this from us. So we need to get our investigative glasses on and start looking into the evidence which is dramatic, including whistleblower evidence from government agencies that describe many of these events we're talking about. Superior nutrition, relaxation of stress and fear, plenty of sleep, and thorough planning could bolster one's ability to withstand these effects. Although, you know, as I said, many people will pass on, and that itself needs to be addressed in your own way of thinking. You know, most people are under the psychological influence of believing death is a terrible and very serious and dramatic thing in anyone's life. But in my philosophy, we have experience of this before, and it's just a transition. And people come and go on this planet just as they travel through airports. But please understand that you can make preparations with a good support community to live through such a dramatic Earth event. There's a lot of planning and preparation that would need to be going to this, and time is short, possibly. So you might want to get started on that. Begin with extra food and other supplies and developing a support community that would help each other in the event, for example, that just the power went out or if businesses and infrastructure were knocked out of operation and you couldn't get food at the supermarket anymore. But much more importantly, in regard to the potential for a polar shift, is an underground shelter or cave that may be needed to avoid harm by excessive wind of hundreds of miles per hour. As the shift is undertaken, there can be moving of the land masses, and we don't have much control over that. If, you know, the earth opens up under your feet, or a sinkhole, or the earth becomes like quicksand, or whatever possible earth changes occur in your particular area, that could be it for you. But if you're in an area that remains fairly stable, but there's loss of power, loss of societal infrastructure and that sort of thing, and these incredibly dramatic winds, then being underground or in a cave underground, deeper underground, for whatever period it would be. It could be just a few hours. It could be a week or a month. I don't know how long the gale force winds, or more than gale force, I mean hundreds of miles an hour they talk about. Native Americans have oral history of describing these events, these earth change events. And the estimate is it could be 600 miles an hour, like six times the power of a hurricane. You would not be able to survive because of the flying debris or yourself just flying through the air and being slammed against whatever. So, yeah, you need to be in a very strong shelter, preferably a good number of feet underground. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the changes that we are facing and how to be prepared. Reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products. And for more about the cabal that's trying to control us all and keeping these types of this type of information hidden from us, visit TickTrick.com to read about that. And HolisticReality.com is where we have the philosophy of natural holism and the archives of this radio blog program. Now is the time to move with purpose. It is time to understand. Thank you for listening.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am.